Alicia Clark back to Natasha. She missed her first. She doesn't miss this one. Double team. Reverse it to Sue. Got a great look at the three. Rotation and splash. Look at the feed. Sue Bird to Alicia. Misses. The putback is good.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to head to America and chat with Radio KJR announcer Dick Fane.
Well, he's made big news over here in Australia. Valentine Holmes signing with the New York Jets on a practice squad. He's got until the end of this season to prove whether he can get a full-time commitment off the New York Jets. And a man who knows plenty about the NFL, and he joins us on the line this morning, is Dick Fane from Radio KJR in Seattle. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, going well. Now, we're not expecting Valentine Holmes to be big news overseas, but has he made any news at all?
I got to be honest. We had talked about it about a month ago, I think, that there was a chance that he was going to come over here. And so other than my conversations I've had with you guys, he has not made any news over here. I think that the international programs, I mean, American sports fans are so in tune with the star players in most sports. And then the NFL, I think their depth of knowledge actually goes even deeper. I think the most NFL fans are pretty familiar with most of every roster, which is quite incredible, actually. I think the knowledge surrounding NFL amongst the fans now is bigger than it's ever been before. But when you get down to practice squad, that's probably when you draw the line for the knowledge of yeah. fans. But you know what? Gets an opportunity in preseason to make a name for himself. Certainly Jarryd Hayne set the standard for at least creating some buzz in the States. And people knew who Jarryd Hayne was, particularly 49er fans knew who Jarryd Hayne was by the time they got a chance to see him a little bit. So there will be OTAs, there will be mini camps, there will be plenty of opportunities that Jets fans and every other NFL fan plays very close attention to find out whether they can get a diamond in the rough. And so I think that's when Jets fans will start to see, hey, this Val Holmes guy might be able to do something. I saw where he was unofficially reported at a 4.45 40. Yeah, that's certainly fast enough to do some damage in the NFL, but obviously you have to be more than just fast to play in the National Football League.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a lot of these players that come through that international player program that go on and secure a place on the rosters, though, would they?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I believe there was only a list of seven total that came over. He was one of those. And, you know, the thing with the Jets, I mean, as far as I understand, he wants to be a running back. Well, the Jets just signed Le'Veon Bell to a very, very lucrative contract. So it would not be a situation where he'd be getting a lot of playing time. But I think he just wants the opportunity. I mean, it seems to me like it's a very similar situation with Jarryd Hayne, where he just wants the opportunity to see what he can prove on the NFL stage.
Yeah, it's quite well. He's if he's fast enough, he's certainly tough enough, Dick, coming from the world of rugby league. It's just a matter of the nuances of the game of the NFL, which, you know, is second nature, and you guys have grown up with it your entire lives. These pro athletes have grown up with it, and the depth of talent is absolutely enormous. But would they want, they need backups still for their superstar running back, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, each team carries, let's see, the Seahawks carried four running backs last year. I think that's probably par for the course for most teams. And, you know, normally you have a smaller, shiftier type running back who's more of a third down pass catching running back. You've got kind of a bigger bruiser running back who usually gets you the short yardage. And those supplement your starting running back. And your starting running back's normally one of those versatile guys that can do a little bit of everything and can handle the pounding of getting, you know, 20 to 25 touches a game, you know, 17, 18 rushes, another three or four pass catches. So, I mean, it's really the most brutal position in the NFL because you are touching the ball over 20 times as a starting running back, and you are getting smashed most of those times that you get the ball, other than the times when you run out of bounds, which is very rarely. So you're getting ravaged about 15 to 18 times a game. It takes a toll on the body, and that's why a life expectancy, an NFL life expectancy for a running back is shorter than any other position. I mean, they really, even the elite ones, only last about 5 or 6 years where they're at prime level.
Right.
Yeah, we're all getting excited over here, but we're also getting excited about the US Masters, which is about to start on Friday morning our time, Thursday morning your time over there. Rory McIlroy, he's the favourite, Dick. What do you think of his chances?
He should be the favorite, guys, because I'm trying to find a player who has the course history that Rory McIlroy has, which is, you know, consistently in the top 10. He's had opportunities to win before. He's had Sundays at Augusta where he was going to run away with it, and then he decided to shoot an 80. And then you look at, we've been waiting for Rory McIlroy for the last 2 or 3 years to become Rory McIlroy again. Well, he is now. I mean, Rory's playing his best golf in the last 4 or 5 years. So if there's ever a Masters for Rory to win, it would be this one. And it's just a matter of, you know, mentally, will he be able, you know, I figure he will be in contention. I would probably tip him to win. He's obviously not a value pick, but if I had to pick anybody in the field, I'd probably go with Rory McIlroy because I think he should be a favorite for a reason. The question is, if he is in the last group or close to the last group on Sunday, is he going to be able to put it together and put together that, you know, requisite 68 or 69 that it's probably going to take to get over the top and win on Sunday, because he has not been able to do that before.
It's going to be interesting. He's got the US PGA title. He's got the US Open title. He's got a British Open title. He just needs that US Masters title. Now, sounds easy. Mm. In fact, it's actually the easiest major to win. There's less people participating, and there's a lot of amateurs that play, and there's a lot of invites through previous winners. So while it sounds crazy, and they're going to be putting with the stick in as well, which is going to look a little bit different. We've got four Aussies lining up, Dick, but we've got, I know you're a big fan of Jason Day, but he continues to have these back issues.
He does, and you never know what you're going to get from Jason Day health-wise. You know, the Masters has been, he's been all right in the Masters. He hasn't been, I think, 10th place is his highest finish, if I'm not mistaken. But he's always been around there. I don't see Jason Day as a guy that's going to win it. He's never really had the consistent success like your other Aussie, Adam Scott, has had. How about Cam Smith, though, guys? How about Cam Smith for a little punt? I believe he was like 7th last year in only his second trip to the Masters. You want to put a couple shekels down? What's he going off at right now?
He's going off, well, to be the best-priced Aussie, he's actually the outsider of the four, Dick. You've got Jason Day as the favourite, 285. Considering he's back seizing up, that's probably unders a bit. But Cameron Smith's actually a $5 chance, so he could be the one to have a little bit of a we'll throw $10 on it for you, Dick.
There you go. Throw me $10 on Cam Smith to be the low Aussie. I like that.
Okay. He's $5 at tab.com.au. Dick, you enjoy the US Masters.
Oh, I love it. It is my favorite week of the year in sports. I like it better than Super Bowl. This week, that started with the NCAA championship game last night, which Virginia beat Texas Tech, leading all the way through the Masters Sunday. It's my favorite week of the year for sports. I love it.
Good on you, Dick. Well done. Dick Fame from Radio KJR Seattle. We love chatting with him on a weekly basis. And, of course, it's all about Drummond Golf, the US Masters. Want to play like the Masters? Start with the right gear from Drummond Golf. With a huge 10 to 35% off all irons, 10 to 25% off all drivers, 10 to 65% off all balls, and 10 to 45% off all shoes, and 10 to 30% off all measuring devices. How's your measuring device going? And a massive 10 to 60% off all putters. You'll play and save like a pro at Drummond Golf. We love Drummond Golf. Sail on right now.